Welcome to Nutty Bites, episode 0. Why is this episode 0? Well, I'm going to take a page from Mainframe and just have my first episode, which isn't a real episode, just an episode to kind of introduce myself, explain to you who I am, what I'm about, and what you can expect in this podcast. I know I've been a little cryptic about the whole thing, and I'm going to just explain this to you and just give you an idea on what to expect. Let's start with, who am I? I am Nuchas. Some people call me Nutty because Nuchas is hard to spell and hard to pronounce. I am Nuchas on Twitter and pretty much any social media site or pretty much any other website out there, and have been since 1995. So it's pretty much a good guess that if you see Nuchas out there, that's me. And it's one of the reasons I use it is I never have to worry about somebody else having my name. The short and how of it is my mini bio, I'll tell you, is I'm an artist, a dreamer, role player, the podcast ninja, gamer, sometimes Klingon, walking corruption, and the geek queen. What does all of that mean? Long and short of it is my main purpose on the internet for the early days was either research for my university degree or role-playing. Role-playing is something that I am very big into. Some people may know what it is, some people may not. Most people, when they think of role-playing, they think of pen and paper, D&D, and dice. Some people think of other things, but we're not going to go into that one, because that has nothing to do with any of this. On the internet way back in the 90s, that's pretty much what I did. Only without the pen and paper, the dice, or the D&D source books. I would go to chat rooms that were set up for role-playing via text, and it has its own little set of rules for that as well, and it's pretty much creative storytelling and interactive choose-your-own-adventure games. I had a lot of fun with it. I started out in some Star Trek rooms, moved into some other realms, you know, a little bit of fantasy, bunch of modern day supernatural kind of things. Shadowrun became huge into Shadowrun, which then transpired into tabletop for me. D&D, of course, is always a classic when it comes to tabletop. I did start out as a tabletop gamer, but I've always had very little opportunity for that. So the online role playing was a pretty big replacement for me for that. That's where the name Nuchas comes from. It's a character that I had. It was a Klingon female. All sorts of fun playing that, and it just kind of stuck as the online name. Since university, since growing up, since everything, I've kind of stuck with the name because it's me in a way. There's this whole side to me that is the online side. I found myself a bit on the internet. I found that I should be comfortable with who I am and found that it was okay to be who I was and that I didn't need to pretend and I didn't need to try to fit into society's norms. Because guess what? The freak is fun. Now, many podcasters, they will tell you their real names. They will be out there with their real identities. I'm not going to be one of them. Granted, some of you listening may or may not know my real name. You may figure it out somehow. You know what? Honestly, that's fine. I like to keep things a little bit separately. My real name is the name that I use for business, the name that I use for work. The last thing I need is when trying to get a prospective client to have them Google my name and find out that I like to pretend to be a Klingon online. Regardless, doesn't matter. I keep the two completely separate. I try to make sure that the real name and the moniker of Nuchas are never searchable together. Other than that, no big deal. You find out my real name, it's okay. We'll just keep that secret. Don't use it on the internet. We're fine. I meet you in real life. you'll probably find out my real name. But honestly, it's just a way of keeping myself protected, keeping my clients happy, and keeping things all copacetic. Why am I podcasting? It's a good question. I've been listening to podcasts since, I don't know, 2005, maybe earlier, maybe even a little bit into 2004. Been listening since just before iTunes became a podcast. Sure. Anyone know when that was? I don't remember. All I know is when I started listening, there were about 5 podcasts, and I devoured them all. I've been a big fan of podcasts. I've been listening for years. I love all sorts of different ones. I love the infotainment. I love the new style shows. I love the Podio books. I watched the birth of podiobooks.com happen, and that was pretty amazing. I love podcast fiction. I love short stories. I love audio drama, and that comes from a childhood love. That's from even before, the internet was born. I remember when I was little, I had cassette tapes of the Sherlock Holmes audio dramas, and I would listen to those as I went to sleep. And I would just listen over and over and over again. I would listen to any audio drama I could get my hands on. So, big geek there. I call myself the podcast ninja because up until now, all those years of listening, 6 or more years of listening to podcasts, I've ended up on other podcasts, call-ins, content provider, voice actor, you name it. I've shown up on podcasts, and that's why I'm known as the podcast ninja. I show up on everyone's podcast, but I have none of my own. Of course, making my own podcast might kind of make me lose claim to that, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. But why now? Well, for the last couple of years, I've had people asking me, where's my podcast? And I always tell them, I've got too much ADD for one podcast. I mean, how could I decide what to talk about? Of course, everybody came up with other reasons. Every excuse that I had for not having a podcast, I would have a reason for having a podcast thrown at me. So I started the podcast because I really enjoy providing content. One of the podcasts you may have heard me on is Sci-Fi Dig. I have provided reviews and segments on Sci-Fi Dig. Over the fall, I've been recording Digger Chats for Sci-Fi Dig. I've recorded stuff for other shows, but really Sci-Fi Dig has been the crux of it all. That's the one that I've pretty much done the most with. So I've enjoyed making segments for Sci-Fi Dig and had so much fun doing it that I've decided to start doing it myself. And because of all the support and the reactions of people on Twitter, I was guaranteed at least 15 to 20 followers. While 15 to 20 followers may not sound like much to big podcasters, it was a little inspiring to me and kind of got me interested in trying this. So, why not? What's the worst that happens? Nobody listens and I've wasted a couple hours a month. What can the listeners expect from this podcast? Well, it's going to be a little crazy. It's going to be a little ADD, pretty much whatever I feel like talking about. But this is going to be a monthly podcast. So that means you're going to get one episode guaranteed every month, 12 episodes a year. There may be a few extra episodes if something happens where I feel I need to do more, or if a show runs too long, I may throw in bonus episodes. We'll see. But for now, it's going to be 12 episodes a year, once a month. I'm going to talk about the awesome of the month. Basically, I have decided that 2011 is the year of awesome. So every month, I'm going to discuss what is awesome, what has happened that's awesome, or what's coming up that's going to be awesome. Because really, I want a podcast about positivity. I'm all about the critique, and I can deliver the snark, and anyone who's heard my movie reviews on Sci-Fi Dig, I can deliver the snark and, pretty much nitpick and tear things apart. But I want this project to be about positivity, about good things, and so I'm going to be talking about what's awesome. It's not so much going to be much about critique, although that may come into play. But if that does, that'll be a special segment, and we'll talk about that later. I'm going to talk about what I'm listening to, podcast-wise, maybe if some music comes up, you know, an audiobook that I'm listening to. I'm a big fan of Audible. Let's see what else. I'm going to have a segment called I Heard It on Twitter. Now, granted, that could cover things that happen on Facebook, but mostly it's going to be things that I, you know, whatever I favorited or whatever I thought was the coolest thing happening on Twitter or something that amused me. I'm going to have what I'm currently reading, and hopefully by talking about what I'm reading will mean that I'll actually sit down and read more, because I just don't do enough of that. I find I do too much listening to books, and I'm not reading enough of them, and I love reading. So why aren't I reading? And that can cover comic books, or regular books, or magazines, or articles, or anything. What am I watching? If there's something that I've recently discovered, I'm going to talk about that. I'm probably not going to get into, you know, something that I've been watching for a long time. For instance, I've been watching Castle pretty regularly since it came out. I'm not going to go into, oh my gosh, Castle is awesome, or whatever else I've been watching so much of, but if there's something that I discover, I'll go into that. Also, if there happens to be something really cool, like, you know, something akin to the whole Nathan Fillion wearing his Cat and Mal outfit on Castle, that one, the first season, sure, I'd mention that, but mostly it's going to be about things that I've discovered or things that I've just started watching. Now, that doesn't mean that they're all going to be new things. They may be things that have already aired and are older, and I've just discovered them. So that's going to be the what am I watching. And we're going to have art happenings. As some of you may know, I am an artist, and I have this thing, Daily Creativity. It's something I started last year for Lent. I made this deal. It's for Catholics, we generally give things up for Lent. We also take things on for Lent. You know, it's supposed to be a sacrifice, but also a positive. You know, we're doing good thing to remind us of God and everything else like that. I usually don't give up things for Lent because I don't really find that it brings me closer to anyone except make me, as a child, it would make me annoyed at my mom for making me give up my favorite things. But I started doing something called Daily Creativity, where I made sure that I painted or drew or did something creative every single day. And then I would post a picture of it on my blog. And it really kind of jump-started my art again, and it excited me. So I've kind of gotten into that, and while it's not every day happening, it is more and more, and I'd like to get it closer to every day. So I will discuss what's going on with the artistic endeavors and my latest paintings, my latest drawings, anything that I find interesting to talk about, which is a little odd for an audio podcast because you're not able to see any of these things. But I will, of course, always direct you back to the blog where you can see snapshots of these creations. A couple of other things that I'll have, some segments. I will have Nutty Debates, in which I debate weird topics with friends or people that I find interesting or people from other podcasts. I've already recorded 3, so they're all ready to go, and I'll just slip those in the podcast. I'd like to record more. It'd be nice to have at least 6 for the year, I think, because what I'd like to alternate that segment with is another segment in which I would call People Who Inspire Me, and that's where I'm going to interview somebody that is an inspiration to me. And I'm not talking about, oh, I'm going to interview a podcast author or a producer. And while, yes, that's really good and really great, and they do, you know, inspire. And, you know, I look at people who are doing things like that, and I say, well, if they can do something like that, I should be able to push myself to do a little bit more also. And that's fine, but that's not what I'm talking about, because honestly, there's enough people interviewing all those others. Heck, you want good interviews with podcasty people? I strongly recommend you go listen to Geek Out with Mainframe. It's awesome. It really is awesome. Even though it started in 2010, it's awesome because it's going to continue in 2011. This is more along the lines of just people doing great things in the world. And it'll be kind of interesting because I still have not landed my first interview and I'm hoping to get some good ones. But yeah, we'll work on that. We'll see if that happens. What you can also expect is that this is going to be a fairly clean podcast, meaning there's not going to be any adult language. I've actually had a friend record some bleeps for me. Instead of a standard bleep, he's recorded the generic cable versions of the bleep. You know, instead of the F-bomb, it's forget you and things like that, and some other random words that will go over anytime. For instance, somebody in Nutty Debates uses a swear word, because I would like to keep it clean. I would like it to be able to be listened to by my nieces and nephews. Not that I really think they were going to be listening, but just in case. Although I will say it'll be kind of PG in the sense that I'm not, you know, going to be a Disney movie talking about rainbows and unicorns all the time. It may have some adult topics. And I may say the word hell here or there because I don't really think of that as a curse. And there are some things that I may discuss. For instance, homosexuality will come into play, I'm sure. You know, especially as more things happen with same-sex unions being legalized or being banned in different states, because that's very important to me. And while personally, I don't feel that homosexuality is an adult topic or something offensive, I do know that there are people out there that do. And honestly, if you think that's offensive, you need to get your head out of wherever it is and read a book, open your eyes, and realize it's life, people. Just get over it. Because for me, it doesn't matter how old you are. There are people in the world. Closing your kids' eyes to certain people is ridiculous. You wouldn't close your eyes to, you know, people with blue eyes. Say, oh, you can't look at that person, they have blue eyes. It's ridiculous. So to me, that's not an offensive topic. I may talk about politics. I'm not going to make this a political show, but there are certain things in politics that will baffle me, and I may rant about them. Honestly, you just got to deal with it. There's going to be a segment in here, or I'm promised a segment. Don't know if it'll actually happen, but my husband, Tech, wants to do 5-minute rants, and I'll just throw those on here as well. So whatever he says may not be the same as what I believe. So again, you know, if you don't like it, just don't listen, you know, and get over yourself. You know, he has his own rants. I have my own rants. There are some things he believes strongly in that I'm completely opposite, and there are other things that we both strongly believe in on the same side. So if two people who are married can deal with being on opposing sides, someone who listens to a podcast can deal with that. And again, when these topics are brought up, they're part of the world. And, you know, if you're 15 or whatever, you should have already heard about them by now, and you can deal with it. I really don't see a little kid listening to this show finding it interesting. I could see a teenager, but no more than that. And honestly, just be responsible for yourself, you know. But other than that, this is gonna be pretty, you know, you could play it around your kids and not blush. I am going to ask for help. Number one, anybody that wants to play my promo, please play my promo. I would love it. Let me know what podcast you're putting it on. Although, knowing me, it's probably one I already listened to. And I gotta tell you, everyone that's already played my promo, it's been awesome. Because I'm still listening to, because I'm always behind on listening to my podcast. I'm still listening to podcasts, and all of a sudden, I hear my promo and I just start smiling. It just makes me happy to hear that so many people have been so supportive, and I think that's awesome. If you want me to play your promo on my show, send it around. I will play it for you. no problem, no questions asked, go right ahead. Just, you know, if there are swear words, let me know and I'll bleep them out, or give me a clean version. Bumpers. I'm going to need a lot of bumpers. So again, I'm going to steal this from Mainframe, from Geek Out with Mainframe. If you want to make me a bumper, go right ahead. Just, there's lots of different ones that you could do. You know, just say who you are, that they're listening to Nutty Bites. If you want to come up with some cute little scripty thing, go right ahead. For instance, Mainframe helped me write the one that I did for The Weird Show. Those are all sorts of fun. Music. I'm going to need music. I'm going to need a lot of music help. And I know that Brain Douche said that she would help me a little, but you know, and I know that Lavender Lane said that they would help out, but you know, I don't want to bank and I don't want to put pressure on anyone, but anybody that wants to help me with music, I would totally appreciate it, because while I'm a fan of music, I am completely not musically inclined. So theme songs or bumper music, things like that, that would really punch up the podcast, I would love help on. And segment intros, I would love for people to help me record some of the segment intros, you know, the I heard it on Twitter, the, you know, Nutty Debates, what am I listening to, what's awesome in the month of, things like that, I would love. Actually, I would love to have someone record what's awesome in the month of, and then fill in the blank, you know, January, February, March, April, you know, whatever, and have every month done by somebody else. I think that that would be really awesome. So if you want to help out, please help out. Send me an email, send me anything, tweet, send me a message on Facebook, whatever. And I would love to get some help. And just send me, if you want to just send me a bumper, just send me a bumper. That's fine. You can contact me at nuttybites@nimlas.org or nukejoss at Twitter, which honestly I know is going to be hard to spell. So I don't know, Google it or something. It's long. N-U-C-H-T-C-H-A-S. You can find me on Facebook as Nutty Nukejoss, or go to facebook.com/nukejoss, again, N-U-C-H-T-C-H-A-S. Or you can call into our Google Voice number, 347-688-8942. That's 347-NUTTY-42. You can find the podcast at nimlas.org/blog, which will have more than just the podcast. You also get to see my other posts and my artistic creations. You can find me pretty much anywhere you can find Nukejoss and sometimes Nimlas. That's it for now. Hope to see you soon in a real episode. A little Juju who's decided to come in for the recording. Hello, Juju. Juju is a little black kitty who's all sorts of furry with lots and lots of love. And she decides she wants to be a podcast kitty all of a sudden. It's a good thing she's quiet. So we'll allow that. And Juju, are you going to make a mess of my recording equipment? Please don't do that. Oh, I hope I don't have to edit all this out. And Juju is rubbing her face into my face. And she's really not enjoying the attention off of her. Little kitty. Ow, ow, those are claws. Those are claws. I'm only wearing flannel pants. Her claws go through, unlike with the denim I normally wear around her. Silly kitty. Okay, can you not be in the middle of this recording? You ignored me all day, and suddenly you've decided to give me love. I may have to leave this in the podcast just because it's hysterical. That's a good lead-in to my next. What can the listeners expect from this podcast? Dude, what do you have on your tail? It's like you got syrup on your tail. What the hell? I'm going to invite anyone who cares to make me a bumper. Okay, I can't talk to the microphone if you're in front of it. I know you're all cute and curly, but dude, you're making podcasting difficult. I should have shut the door, but you would have been banging on it. No, get your paws off me. Ow. Stop. Oh my gosh, you have to go. You really do. Okay. That was bad. You dug your claws into me. What do you expect? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to edit out all this kitty nonsense, and I'm going to put it at the end as bloopers. That's what I'm going to do. Crazy kitty. And how did you climb up the... You just climbed up on the bed from the wall. There's like no space for you to fit, kitty. You're insane. You're totally insane. The music provided for this podcast is from Rock Lobster Cover featuring Dr. Zoldberg. Find them on YouTube. Check the show notes for the link. Also, the background music is Mozart's Concerto No. 20 in D minor, played by the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra in 1937, and is in the public domain, found through archive.org. Again, check the show notes for the links. All podcasts mentioned in this episode, there are links in the show notes. Please visit nimlas.org/blog, nimlas.org/blog.